Would you like to suck my balls? How would you like to suck balls? How would you like my balls? Would you like to suck my balls?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 246. I am GPD here in Tokyo, Japan, and of course, we have Wombat.
Are you sure?
Am I sure what?
That we're doing a show.
We're having a lot of problems getting the show going. I don't know, the Skype's not working, our microphone's not working, nothing's working. Shipwreck, are you working?
Kind of. It's doing better now. I like this.
Better. Okay. That is good, because if we had to start the show over one more time, I would probably not do it.
I understand. There. I completely understand and agree.
Oh, and now I can't hear Wombat.
That's okay.
Really?
I can't hear either of you, actually.
No, that's a problem.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, wait, now you're back.
Well, that's good.
This is going wonderfully.
Okay, well, I'll edit that out, maybe. Or not, I don't care. You listen to our problems. You experience what it's like to do the CADcast.
The pain we go through to get a show to you. This is going to be a very disjointed show.
Right. And to make sure that the energy levels are high, what we've done is we've made sure that Wombat and Shipwreck have both worked a full day at the office in probably excruciating heat. And Wombat had another kid also, just to make sure that he was at the top of
a
his game.
A third one?
Well, not another. Yeah, I was going to say, not another kid today.
Not today. It's still fresh. That counts as a new kid in my book.
Oh, okay. He's still pretty young. He's only a month and a half.
Yeah, that counts. That counts. But I'll tell you, I've been following on Twitter the adventures of Shipwreck at NASCAR, and it seems very exciting to me. And glamorous. Hillbilly glamorous.
Yeah, it was fun.
Tell us all about it.
Well, yeah, like I think I said last week, NASCAR contacted me and offered me a pass to go see NASCAR's. Because we talked about their game on the and a past CADcast. So, yeah, I couldn't turn that down.
Wow. So what does that entail, this type of VIP treatment?
It's called a hot pass, and that means...
Ooh, that sounds hot.
Yeah, that basically means you can go anywhere you want to at any time.
Really?
For the most part, yeah. Like, I couldn't get out there, like, actually on the track while the cars were running or anything like that. Like, within reason.
Pussy. Can you get in the car, like in the trunk of the car?
If I asked, maybe. I could go up and...
Hey, hot pass, trunk of the car.
I could go up and touch the cars and everything. It's so weird, like, how close they allow just, like, Joe Schmoes to get to these cars. And, like, during the race, we'll start with the race and then move our way backwards, maybe, I guess. During the race, we were in the pits most of the time. And by in the pits, I mean I was leaning on the tires that they were going to use during the pit stops.
Right. So you could have put nails in there, basically, is what you're saying.
If I had nails, I could have put something.
Did you change a tire? Did you change a tire? Because that would be cool.
No, I didn't change a tire. It wasn't quite that
hands-on.
Did
you time them?
They're quick. They're real quick. It's like I had time to get off like maybe three or four photos on my iPhone, and then the cars were gone, like every pit stop. So
how many people show up to a race like that? This is in Kentucky.
This was the first big boy NASCAR race, the Sprint Cup Series in Kentucky. And there were over 107,000 people there.
Holy shit.
It was insane. Like, I guess we'll talk about the parking situation here now. So
do you get, now does the hot pass get you better parking?
No, I didn't have a parking pass or anything. So we left Cincinnati around 10 a.m. The race didn't start till 8 p.m., but we wanted to make sure we got there in plenty of time and everything. So,
oh, yeah, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., I think we would have made it in plenty of time.
You would think. So we left. We made it in plenty of time, obviously. We were at the race. But we left. It was about 45 minutes away normally to get there. So it took us the last 2 miles once we got close, because it was a two-lane highway, and there's only two exits to this thing and really only one entry into the track. So the last 2 miles took us 2 hours.
Awesome.
So we got parked around 1 o'clock, and the precision of the NASCAR goers when they are tailgating is really impressive to watch. Like, we got to sit there and watch it for quite a while we were sitting in traffic. First thing that happens when you park at a NASCAR event, you're in your pickup
truck. Take your shirt off.
That's one of the first things. Yes. You jump out of the pickup truck. You have an option of either taking your shirt off to begin with. The second thing you might do first, and this is especially true if you have women with you, is you set up your shade tent. And this is done like – it's like a pit stop. I think they were out there timing each other to see how fast they could set these things up. So you get that out there. Then you get your grill out there, and then you have your beers. And then you sit there for whatever, 5 hours until the race starts. But we didn't do that. They had a whole festival area out in front of the race, which I can really kind of see how they people are such big fans of this stuff. Like, because everything there was free, and well, unless you were buying souvenirs, there was a lot of souvenirs to buy.
It's all Walmart has a booth and they're giving out the free axe.
I don't know if Walmart did, but yeah, it's like that type of thing, like where you can play little games and they give you free stuff and you can sit in the cars. I got my picture taken in one of the Dale Earnhardt Jr. cars. But it's all little free stuff from all the sponsors and everything. And it's a pretty neat atmosphere. I felt when we were out in that area, I felt extremely overdressed because I had a polo shirt on and shorts. And so I felt like I had
– people didn't have shirts.
Yeah, I felt like I had way too many sleeves.
I'm going to go shirt in general, yeah.
Way too many sleeves and way too many collars.
Right. How many times did you hear the phrase, get her done?
None, I don't think. I don't think
I
did.
What was the phrase that you heard the most?
Nothing. People were really nice. Like, it's really – everybody is so nice at these things. It's not like a football game or a baseball game where everybody is like – super upset or anything. It's just like everybody's there to have a good time. Yeah, a lot of cursing.
You can't really bring your young child to a baseball game because unless I guess if you're sitting, it doesn't even matter where you're sitting. I guess people are gonna hear the F word definitely, and probably something about sucking a cock.
There was some F bombs at the NASCAR event, but they were more good natured.
Drive fast. What could you really say? Drive faster. Drive better.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. Because we were down in the pit area, so you couldn't hear anything anyways. Like, the cars are so loud that you're just shouting to talk to each other.
Right.
But, once we got our hot pass, we got down in the infield, and then I fit in much better because everybody had their polo shirts on for the most part. There was a guy walking around in all American flag gear. Like, he had American flag shorts and socks and a shirt, and he had pinwheels sticking out of his hat, and he was Joe America out there watching the race. But we got to you just sit there, you walk straight up to the garages as they're working.
I think we lost Wombat, by the way, a long time ago.
Oh, that's all right. He'll join back in, right?
I don't know. He might. Go on. I'll try to get him.
All right. So we went up there, took a bunch of pictures with the cars. Like, if you're going to a NASCAR event, it's definitely worth getting at least a pit pass of some sort, because you can pretty much do everything.
Right.
Hey, Wombat, how you doing? Back.
Good. I was dropped by Skype. You guys keep going. There's something up with my internet, so whatever.
Did you keep recording?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, just keep going. Pretend it's never happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We were hearing about how awesome NASCAR is if you have a hot pass.
I was only gone for 10 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I could
I would
there.
Like to check it out, I think.
I don't know if
but
I could
it
sit
seems
in the
like
stands.
A long time, right?
It doesn't take all that long once the race starts going.
Okay.
Like, especially on this track, I guess this track was a little wider than most NASCAR tracks. So they could pass each other pretty easily. And so about halfway through the race, the guy that ended up winning, he was way out in front. Like, he was lapping, there's 43 cars in the field, and he was lapping, I think, the 18th place car about halfway through the race.
Wow, he's good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Everybody hates him. He's the big bad boy of NASCAR now. So,
oh, he's the guy from the Cars movie, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. He's that guy.
Chick Hicks.
Chick Hicks, yes. So Chick Hicks won.
Right.
I got mistaken for Chick Hicks at one point. I guess I was wearing his. I was outstanding by one of his cars outside in the uh, in the festival area, and I had the colors on of one of his cars, like green and white or whatever.
And they thought you were the real driver.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, the real drivers go out there and walk around. Like, and I was like 2 feet from the drivers a bunch of the time, like when they were walking out onto the track and everything. Jeff Gordon was the only one you couldn't get really close to because all the ladies just like mob him.
Right, right.
But if
I couldn't pick Jeff Gordon out of a lineup of two people.
Really?
No.
Not with all the Doritos ads and everything he had and Pepsi and everything, all those ads that he had?
I couldn't. No.
Jeff Gordon Extreme Racing?
Don't know anything. Couldn't. No. I mean, if the other person was Wombat, I could pick him out. That's about
it. I can't. I'm trying to listen. I hear like every third word. But I know you asked me a question.
Right.
I don't know what's up. I think maybe the heat's messing up my internets.
I don't know.
So that was NASCAR. I heard you now. It was fun.
All right, we'll keep going. We'll see if it
was Richard
better.
Petty there.
There were Petties there. I think I didn't see Richard Petty. I saw Nick Lachey. He was there.
Tom Petty
was Tom Petty there.
Possibly.
Well, that sounds cool, man. And they just—it's weird that they just contacted you. You run a gaming site. I mean, what? They just Googled NASCAR and something on CAG came up, and they decided to invite
one of their PR interns listens to the show.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I want to be invited to something. I've never been invited to anything.
Well, maybe once NASCAR runs in Tokyo, then you can go to that.
That'd be good. I'm going to Seattle in August.
So am I.
Are you really? Oh, at the end of August.
Right.
But not for PAX.
Not for PAX.
PAX in September, I think. Or the end, the very end. Yeah, I'm going. I need a tour at Microsoft or something, right? They should show me Kinect 2. That would be. I just put my Kinect in the closet, by the way.
Finally. How's it working there?
It's good. It's much smaller in the closet. But anyway, Wombat, what do you think? Some show feedback from last week? Can you even hear us? Are you even in the show? I don't know. You're not in the show. He can't hear me. He's typing on the thing.
I can kind of hear you. You keep going. I'm going to try rebooting my Skype and see if that works.
Just type out what you want to say.
Oh, now I can hear you guys again. It comes and goes. It's literally driving me insane.
Yeah, this is pretty sweet.
Whatever. Hey, not every show is going to be a winner.
Right.
I was going to make a nasty joke about another website, but I won't do that because I'm classier than that.
I felt bad about the joystick bit.
So, you know, you said it. So.
No, I said I felt bad about it. Because at the end of the show, Shipwreck said, he sent me a message on Insta Message. He said, you know, we didn't even talk about the Supreme Court hearing. And I wrote back and I said, yeah, we were too busy kicking our friends while they were down.
Oh, and now you guys are gone again. I'll be back in a moment.
So I felt bad about that.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get on them too hard, I don't think. No.
It's not fun when you read like a lot of negative feedback and then, you know, you got to hear it from us too.
No, they'll figure it out. So. Wow, it sounds a lot better when Wombat left.
Yeah, and we're not even talking about the Skype quality. We're just talking about content. I don't know. So I guess you and I are doing a show, Ship. I mean, we're already 13 minutes in. We can't stop now. Let's do some show feedback from last week. The Toilet Duck says, you guys were on form this episode. You were all in such good spirits, and each of you made me laugh out loud with your jokes while walking home. Yay for happy families. Yeah, happy families.
I hope you enjoyed that last one, because...
Right, this one would be no laughs and no Wombat. Some Wombat. Vlad Zhao says, longtime CAGcast listener, new to CAG. Wombat's been doing a great job with the exception of his absence in the middle of the show. Hey, if you didn't like that absence, yeah. Despite having a new kid, nice job on kicking cancer's ass, Ship. Always bet on double Pac-Man. Any possibility of having the wives on for CAGcast number 250? It's tough because if my wife is home, that means Ty has to be somewhere else because he's not going to let us sit in a room and do a show for an hour or even 5 minutes without wanting to be involved somehow. So I don't know how we could do that. It would have to be some weird situation where my wife has no work and Ty has school. I don't know how that would happen. But it could happen somehow. Your wife would come on, right?
She'd come on. We don't have any kids running around or anything, so that's not an issue with us. Just as long as there are not any dog or cat emergencies.
Right. And of course it's going to be hard for Wombat too, you know. Wait, I just screwed this up. Hold on. Wait. Sorry about that. I have to try to add Wombat back. You know, it's good to try to record a podcast and operate Skype and all this good stuff. Let's see. Here's another one. Whipsmart Banky writes in. He said, that bit had me rolling. He's talking about the joystick bit. A We Only Play Art comic would be pretty funny too. Got to add that to the to-do list behind Cheapy D and his shitty friends. Yeah, Whipsmart Banky, why don't you just do it? I'm sure you could do it and make it funny all by yourself. No? I got to do something? Wombat, are you there? No. No Wombat. Well, I don't know. New releases, Chip? Hello? Now I can't hear anybody? Is that what's happening? Oh, man. I don't know. Hello? Oh, wait. I have it on hold now. Now what's happening? Hold on. Wait. Now you're on the wrong microphone.
Who's on what now?
Shipwreck. I don't know. Now I'm all by myself. Okay, now here's everybody. Wombat's on his wrong microphone. I could tell already.
Oh, am I? Sorry about that. Let me fix that. You didn't
Ship,
say
are you
anything.
There?
I'm back.
Okay, we're all back. We're still recording, as far as I know, so I should be able to edit stuff out. Shall we move on to the new releases?
Sure, we can try to see if that works.
I should sound normal again now.
You do.
Excellent. It's an easy fix.
Okay. What do we got for new releases? Our show last week got sort of postponed because, I don't know, we were starting late and now we're just as late this week and shit ain't working. So what do we got for new releases?
Not too much this week. We have NCAA Football 12 and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Okay.
I don't think any of us are going to play either one of those games, I'm guessing.
Nope.
Yep.
No.
I have been playing Miss Splosion Man, though. That's coming out for Xbox Live Arcade.
This week?
This week, yeah.
How is it?
It is a lot like Splosion Man.
Whoa, slow down.
Yeah.
But she's wearing a bow.
She's wearing a bow. She has breasts. She also has lipstick.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's hard. It's really hard.
It's harder than the first one?
I tend to think so. Like, I think this one, I haven't played the first one for a little while, but this one, it seems like a lot of it is like you make a jump and you finally master like a small sequence of maybe like there's this one level where you have to stand on a switch, have a barrel drop down, and then you have to jump up and time a platform so that it moves over and knocks the barrel onto a trampoline. And then as that platform is coming back towards you, you have to wall jump off that and then wall jump off another wall and then explode off of the barrel that's been cooling in the air all that time. So I finally got that part of it down, like pretty good after about
fuck that
15
shit.
Or 20 times. I got it down so
right.
I could do that fairly easily. So you get that part done and then you land up at the top. And of course you have no idea where you're going because this is off screen. You can't see where this barrel is going to shoot you off to. So you land up there, you do another wall jump and then another wall jump. And then you just hit a switch and then you hit another barrel and you can't tell where you're supposed to go. After about five times, then I realized what platform I was supposed to go to. So I do all that again because there's not a checkpoint yet. You do all that again. And then you realize once you finally land on the platform that you didn't realize was there, that now you have like a raising lava situation going on to where the bottom of the screen is coming up to kill you.
So, I understand the concept of raising lava.
Yes.
I guess the market for this game, there's a market for super hard games, right? Like Super Meat Boy and this. I mean, but it's got to be a smaller market, right? Like what you've just described to me, I have no interest in. Like, and I enjoyed Explosion Man, but then... Like you predicted.
Explosion Man. There's no EX.
Oh, Explosion Man.
Explosion
but
Man.
But Shipwreck told me, he said, you're going to get to a certain part of the game where you're not going to want to play it anymore. And that's exactly what happened.
Me too.
Yeah, it gets hard about midway through the second chapter. There's three chapters. So
I'm gonna pass on that. What else we have? Because it's a lot of shit.
It's funny though. I like it. It's funny. She's like constantly talking, so she always has like these quotes from all these girl properties in the 80s, or she like sings out little songs, Single Ladies. She'll start singing that, and she has all these different, like, so many idol motions. She's constantly dancing. She does the little Single Ladies dance, which makes me laugh. What else do we have? We have stuff from last week that we'll lump in with the new releases.
Yeah, sure.
I know Wombat's been very excited for Deadliest Warrior Legends, the sequel to his all-time favorite Xbox like Live arcade game.
Well, almost second. I still like Deadliest Warrior.
Horrible.
It's not hard. Did you buy it? No.
They should call it Horrible Warrior.
Did you buy it?
No, it's horrible.
It's not horrible. Oh, don't get me wrong. It's not. Here are the problems with this game. First of all, the game needs a graphic upheaval. It looks terrible.
It's Soul Calibur with Down syndrome.
That's not nice.
That's pretty much what it is. It's an insult to Down syndrome.
Well, it's not like Soul Calibur because you could kill someone in one hit, which you can't do in Soul Calibur. Which is actually what makes it fun, because when you shoot an arrow in someone's head and they just fly backwards, it's pretty funny every time. So, and what's different between this game and last game is now the characters are real people from history, like Alexander the Great or Vlad the Impaler or Genghis Khan and Hannibal and slews Abraham of other Lincoln. People.
Helen Keller.
And it's, but otherwise, huh?
Abraham Lincoln they and added, Helen Keller.
Yeah, they added a new grapple mechanic.
Yeah.
When you grab someone, you hit either the, the X, A, or Y button. And if the person, if your opponent that you grabbed hits the same button that you pushed, then your grab doesn't work. But if you hit X and they hit Y, you will do the X move. It's the same for every character. A is break a leg, X is break an arm, and Y is a one-hit kill. So when you're playing the computer, if you're playing a human being and actually grab someone, you should always, if you're on defense, just hit Y, because you can kill someone with a broken arm, but the one-hit kill and the round's over. So it's a good theory, but it doesn't work in practice.
Who's your favorite character?
What was that? Who were the characters?
Who's your favorite character?
Oh, my favorite character so far, probably Alexander the Great, because he's the easiest. And they also added this new mode that's kind of like Risk. But when you take over certain countries, you have to fight a duel with Shaka Zulu.
Shaka Zulu is in it?
Shaka Zulu.
Nice. I didn't know he was in it.
How about Shaka Khan?
He was an African king along
with
Shaka Khan.
I know who he is.
I believe is the accurate.
All right, so that game sucks.
What's
next?
And that's Deadliest Warrior Legends.
Well, I know both Cheapy and I have been playing a little bit of Major League Baseball Bobblehead Pros for Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, that's the Power Pros game, finally.
It's been a while, yeah.
Finally in downloadable form.
Yeah, for $10, I'm having fun with it. It definitely, I don't think it's quite as polished as what a Power Pros is. It doesn't quite have all the features. But
it's also kind of a scam too, because when you're playing the trial and it shows you all the game modes on the title screen, when you highlight over them, it tells you unlock, you know, with full game when you buy the full game. So I'm like, all right, it has all these cool sounding. It has a home run derby. It has some other shit. Sounds cool. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy this game, buy the game. Now when I go over the menu, it says DLC. So there's DLC coming for the game. I'm assuming it's paid DLC. So that's kind of sketchy right there. Like, where's my fucking home run derby?
I know, that's really weird they left the home run derby out. Like,
that better be free. I'm going to fucking kill somebody. I'm going to go over to Konami's office, actually. I know where they live.
Do you
I'll
now?
I'll get Mark McDonald to come.
Don't.
And we'll transfer the shit out of them. I'm going to transfer them right out the window of Tokyo Midtown.
Who's your favorite Transfer? I like Optimus Prime.
No, that's Transformer. I like the racist guys from Transformers, too.
I bet you do.
the not the racist guys, the Amos and Andy guys.
That would be racist guys.
Yeah. This game is really hard, Ship. How come? Oh, and now Shipwreck just hung up.
No, he's still on my call.
Ship.
Oh, well. Dial him back. This is the most fun show we've ever done. I have to admit.
I don't understand why we just... I think it's my internet. It's the battle of who's got the shittiest internet.
I think so. I think it's the heat. The heat keeps screwing up with our internets, and it's dropping us and picking us up. And the fact that we keep commenting on it, is our listeners must love that.
We should play really loud music behind the whole show.
Boop. Because that's your favorite thing to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were just watching the Ben Hecht video, where he made that CD changer for
there's Xbox. There's no T in his last name. Ben Hecht.
Hecht. And they play music behind him, and he's talking about how he built this thing. Great. And they play this music behind him. It's so loud, you can't even hear anything he's saying. How do you not know? I think people sometimes edit their productions, and they don't wear headphones. You can't edit a podcast or video production without wearing headphones, folks. And yeah, we can't seem to get Shipwreck back on the show. Let's see. Let's try one more time. His computer may be crashed. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. Ladies and gentlemen, Shipwreck. Why does he say his phone is in the other room? What phone? What is he talking about? What's happening, Wombat?
This is weird.
Well, I like bobblehead pros.
Hello?
He's not there. Oh, now I'm gone? Is everybody gone? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
It's just you and me. Oh, man. Fuck this shit. Ship?
Shortest CAGcast ever.
Hold on, wait. Let's see.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to CAG. We'll do a half hour show. You know, people will understand.
I'm going to start drinking.
Hello?
Hello?
Shipwreck?
He's there.
But he can't hear us.
I can hear you now.
Oh. Have you been recording this whole time?
I have. It's been great.
All right. Well, we can keep talking about MLB bobblehead pros.
I think we need to pick up the pace and try to end the show in about 10 minutes.
I got to edit out like 10 minutes of nonsense.
No, I think you have to keep it all in there so people understand why the show is only a half hour long.
The nonsense is the soul of the show.
It is. It's really what this show is all about.
No, it's actually about a robotic driving instructor who travels back in time for some reason or another.
And there's a taco?
No. His best friend is a talking pie.
Oh, that's right. I can remember.
Taco. Oh, Shipwreck is gone already, and it's ringing
back.
Oh,
son of
a... Oh, this is like the worst show ever. So if he's dropping on your call, then I don't feel bad that it's my internet.
It's probably mine, which is because I can't get to some certain websites.
What happened?
Although when he...
It's not a good
sign. Oh, there you are.
It keeps on dropping in and out. Like,
I don't know. I now say we go with it for one more try.
We just got to keep going. No, it's not even one more try. We just got to plow through this.
We're going to plow through.
We got to plow through. Mr. Plow, that's my name.
Can we talk about MLB bobblehead pros? Because I do feel very strongly about this game. Because I've been waiting for an English bobblehead pros type game. Power pros game that I can get here. And it seemed like a great deal at $10. How come I can't hit the ball, Ship? How come I get beat like 10-0 right away?
Are you hitting it to the second baseman a lot on the ground?
I'm hitting it to everybody on the ground. Maybe shortstop. I hit foul balls.
I was having trouble with that too. What I figured out was there's two modes of swinging. There's contact and there's power.
Okay.
So if you hit like the right trigger or the right bumper, it'll switch it to power. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that takes away the whole bat icon and just gives you a little circle.
Okay. Is that better?
That is better because then you have just as much chance of hitting it. And when you hit it, it hits it harder.
That sounds good to me. I mean, I don't know a lot about baseball, but hitting it harder sounds good to me.
That's the only thing I've been able to do with it. The contact hitting is so hard because I think the whole bat is kind of a distraction when you're trying to follow the ball and you're trying to follow the icon of where the pitch is supposed to be at, and it's just, it's a lot going on.
Yeah, I played once online and I lost 10-0 in the first inning. The mercy roll.
We need to play each other. I'll do well against you.
Wombat, are you still on the show?
I am still on the show. I just have no interest in bobblehead baseball.
Okay, well, we'll move on then. Let's move on to a different game. I'm pissed off about that fucking home run derby DLC bullshit.
No, that's actually some of the shittiest shit that's ever shit on shit.
Right. In fact, if you could, I can't do it because I already bought the game, Wombat, but if you could take a picture of the screen.
Well, I tried to get our friends at Joystick to write it up, and they told me it wasn't interesting.
They're not our friends anymore. Probably.
No, they don't like us. I think they don't us anymore.
I like I said, I feel bad because it was like kicking them when they were down. But I mean, it wasn't particularly mean.
It was, but that's okay.
Oh, it was mean?
It was okay.
I meant to say it wasn't particularly funny is what I meant to say.
No, it was hysterical. No.
It was funny? Oh,
yeah, okay. No, it was funny.
I thought about it like as I was walking home from dropping Ty off at school. I thought about that little bit. And then I didn't tell you about it. Until we were just doing it. Very well prepared is what I'm trying to say.
They'll get over it and they'll make a better show. I'm positive they can do it.
Right. I'll give some feedback right now from the first show that I listened to.
It's just what they need.
No, I mean it's something they could easily fix. The music that's playing in the background is too loud. When you're talking, we're trying to hear people talk. The music shouldn't be like at 50% of the total program. You know, keep that shit down. Pot it down. I want to hear what people were doing back in 1991 when Duke Nukem was announced. Sorry.
Let's talk about Dead Block.
What's our code word again? I always forget.
Kazoo.
Okay. Dead Block. Yes, I played the trial.
What was the trial like? What did you do in the trial?
You get to play through. I don't know what level it is, but you get you got a bunch of different weapons, like the one that has the duty on it.
Okay, so you were playing as the Boy Scout.
No, you're playing as the. I played as the guy in the tank top.
The construction worker. Okay. Well, let me explain how the game works, I guess, first.
Yes,
because I kind of like this game. It's almost a tower defense style game when it comes down to it, but you are in a third-person cartoon-looking, almost Team Fortress type of look to it.
Very much Team Fortress,
So it's a zombie game. There's zombies that are trying to break into the house or whatever structure you're in. And in order to defeat the zombies, you have to find a guitar, an amplifier, and a speaker so that you can play rock and roll to kill the zombies. That's pretty much the goal of every level.
I did that.
Great. Good job. I'm proud of you.
Congratulations.
I killed the zombies with the guitar.
It does some little stuff like not so great, but as a concept, I think it's pretty neat. I could do a little bit less without the mini games, but there's three different characters you play in the game, and then some levels will have you playing as all three different characters. And it's kind of a different mix on a lot of the tower defense stuff because you're constantly changing rooms to search through stuff. So you kind of have to reset up your traps every time. And you can just board up windows like that's the standard trap. Or you can set up stuff like you can have a box fall on zombies' heads and then it has like a person's face like crudely drawn on it. So then the other zombies think that's a person and so they start attacking each other. Or there's just stuff like UV rays that'll like kill them and stuff. Very like much like Spy versus Spy type of stuff. And I know it has multiplayer.
That would be
nice.
I'd like to see a Spy versus Spy game like this.
It would work well, I think.
Sure. I love that game on Commodore 64.
I had it
on the Nintendo.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, so.
It wasn't quite polished enough for me, or something was missing from it. It didn't make me want to play it anymore after I played the trial, but I could see the potential.
It feels like an indie game in that it doesn't feel quite finished, and it froze up a lot on me. Like, it would consistently freeze up if I didn't skip cutscenes.
Gotcha. All right, so that's Dead Block. Anything else?
Let's keep moving.
Keep on moving. How about a shout out to our friends at GoDaddy who were just acquired by somebody for like a couple $1 billion. And we're a big part of that, you know. We have a lot to do with the company's value.
I can't wait to get my cut of that in the mail.
Yep. It's coming. So we have some coupon codes for you for domain registration and web hosting. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain, and special for July, expires on July 31st, get a .co domain for $13.99 with code CAG1399.
.co.
So what would be a good .co name?
Co.co.
Anything is good. Shitco.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have any company name with co at the end of it. See, ideally, your company's name has co in it.
PepsiCo.
Yep. So you got Pepsi.co.
Sunoco Co.
I'm sure that those are all available.
Sunoco Co. I like that one.
Yeah. So there it is. Net expires July 31st.
Ice loves Coco Co.
Oh boy. Should we move on?
Yes.
Let's move on to some CAG shopping news very quickly. Amazon just price matched Best Buy's buy two, get one free sale. So both of those places, buy two, get one free on Amazon, it's select games. On Best Buy, it's all games, even PC games. And yes, I apologize for not having the Sunday ads up. Hopefully I'll have them up by the time you hear this. But
jerk.
I have a friend who just moved
you
to Japan.
You don't have friends.
And he wanted to have lunch yesterday, and I said, well, I have to do the Sunday ads. This is what I said to myself. I said, I could do the Sunday ads, or I could make my friend feel welcome in this foreign land.
Did he move there forever?
I don't think forever, but he's going to be here for a while.
Then you could have done the ads first.
I could have, but I didn't. So I'll get on that. I apologize.
You should.
Now it's time for a new bit, Wombat.
I like how you call it a bit. Yes.
It's a bit. Everything's a bit. Mm-hmm. Anything that I can put on the outline is a bit. So I don't know what to call this thing. Maybe like the cheapy D guarantee.
I was going
to
call cheapy made me buy it.
That's better. That's much better.
Yeah. It's called cheapy made me buy it. And this is what it's all about. Cheapy D made me buy a game on Xbox Live Arcade. And if I like the game, I will happily have paid for it and will enjoy the game. If I am unhappy with said product, he will refund me the money somehow.
Yes. Now, here's the criteria. Before we go any further, here's the criteria for me paying for the game. Okay? You have to... It's not whether you think it's worth the amount of money. It's not like something like that. Okay? It's whether you would recommend the game to somebody else. Okay? That's the criteria. So whether you would pass along that recommendation. So let's talk a little bit about the game. Did you mention the game?
I have not. This week's game is Backbreaker for the Xbox Live Arcade.
Backbreaker Vengeance. With a vengeance.
With a vengeance.
Yeah, it's called Vengeance. So basically, this is a game that's been out on iPhone and maybe elsewhere, iPad and other places. But it's basically, what I like to think of it as, is football. It's a football Japanese game show, sort of, without the sort of the game show part, or like obstacle course, where there's different game modes. One of them, you're trying to avoid being tackled and get a touchdown, and you're basically doing it on somewhat of an obstacle course that takes place on a football field. And you have different moves where you can jump or slide and juke and spin and barge through the guys.
Does it have the big balls?
There's no big balls. They have like tackle dummies. Mm. Sort of, they're more like cylindrical tackle dummies, like foam tackle dummies that you can barge into, but also knock you over. The physics engine is really cool, I think. I mean, I really liked the game. I thought it was a lot of fun, but Wombat, you... See, here's the problem with this bit already. The problem is Wombat probably played like a half an hour of the game. Tops.
No, probably about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half? I'm going on Raptor right now.
Okay. That's my guess.
Let's hear what you have to say about it.
Okay, I think the game is also, I will agree, the game is a lot of fun. The problem is that the game, for a $15 Xbox Live Arcade game, I feel like it's It's not even that it's missing features, is that there's features you think the game has and it doesn't.
Like what?
The biggest would be the online play. Some of these is kind of like a race. The one that's the most fun is probably Vengeance, which is a race. It's a four-player football.
Supremacy.
Which is a race where four football players have to literally run to the end zone, and whoever makes it to the end zone first wins.
There's an obstacle course. You know, you have to. There's obstacles. There's guys trying to tackle you. If you, the guy who's in last place, you know, becomes the tackler.
Exactly, and it is. It's a lot of fun. The problem is there's only two player online. So even if you have a quote unquote full room, two of the players will always be controlled by the computer.
And I'll give you this. The online sucks. I'll give you that right now. Every time I played it, it was so laggy.
It would be infinitely more fun with four real people. Like if me, you, Ship, and some other dude were playing that game together, we'd probably be laughing our asses off while we tackled each other, or when one of us doesn't make the jump and we fall flat on our ass. It would be funny, and we would probably enjoy that. I definitely.
And if it wasn't so laggy, the controls are very touchy. So if the controls are very touchy.
You can't run backwards, which is kind of weird.
That is weird. That is not a good thing.
And this is kind of nitpicky on my part. I would love it if it actually had the NFL license, which I know can't happen.
All right. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I know. But playing as a fake team, you feel like you're playing as a fake team.
I looked it up, by the way. It says you played less than an hour.
Okay, well, then I played whatever it says I played.
It's okay. That's okay. Your opinion is still valid.
But the problem is I played every mode in that less than an hour.
Okay. All right.
I played all three modes and multiplayer in under an hour. I saw everything the game has to offer.
I have a feeling that I'm going to be paying for this game.
It's a fun game, and I like it, and I'm glad I bought it. But if you're asking me if I would recommend someone else spend $15 on the game, the answer is no.
All right.
I can't recommend it for $15.
Okay.
I would recommend that you download the demo, and if you like it, but you know, be forewarned, there is no four-player multiplayer, even though the game kind of lends itself to it.
It does have local multiplayer too.
Yeah, and so I mean, again, it's good. It's just not. It's not.
It should be $10. It should be $10.
I would recommend it at $10.
I just looked on Raptor. I've played five hours of it this week, which is that's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with that. Yeah, I'm having a great time with it. I'm surprised how much I liked it. So, all right, fine. I will pay you the $15. I will PayPal you the money. Or, you can have me buy a game, okay, for next week. And we'll do the same thing. You let it ride on the game, on the next game. So you can make me buy Deadliest Warrior. And, you know, you can wind up...
I like this challenge of who can play $5. The worst game. Make the other person play the worst game.
Backbreaker is good. I'm telling you, Backbreaker got fucked. If you look on Metacritic, it only got reviewed by 7 places.
Here's the thing. Backbreaker, you also recommended that I get Trenched, which I listened to, and I enjoy that game immensely, and I recommend that to everybody.
Okay, so if that was the game...
If that was the game, you wouldn't owe me a cent. But no, you had to start this stupid bit with Backbreaker.
I like the bit, and I like Backbreaker. I think people should check out Backbreaker. I mean, I don't even like I don't like Madden, but I like Backbreaker.
You can wire me the points.
I could. Okay. I can't. I can't actually send you $15 in points, right?
I think you can probably buy a code. Can't you buy a code online?
Not for $15.
No, you could buy it. There you go. You have to spend $20. Sucks to be you. All
right, we'll figure it out. Yeah, all right, so I lose that round.
Whatever, it really doesn't matter.
Okay. Moving on to multi-platform.
We can do the tally in a couple of months.
Excellent. Okay, so wait, we still have so many fucking games to talk about.
We have a lot. I went to a Namco thing we haven't even talked about.
I know, I want to hear about that. So Namco had like a showcase in New York.
Yes, they had a showcase in New York. They showed a handful of games.
Where was it? I need to know the details where it was and what kind of food they served.
It was at the Lowe's Hotel on Park Avenue. The food they served was donuts and coffee because it was like 11:30 in the morning.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. I saw and played a little Ace Combat.
And?
It's fun. It's all right. I asked the guy flat out. I go,
you gonna fix this camera?
I said, is all the DLC on the disc like the last game?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy looked at me, wait, this here's the answer, which is so not the right answer.
Get out.
We have so much DLC planned that we couldn't even fit it on the disc. I'm like, that's not really the right answer.
Well, that is the right answer.
It's sort of the right answer.
That's the perfect answer.
Well,
it's so much DLC, we can't even sell it to you for your $60. That's the perfect answer.
It's not quite the answer, because it's probably all like skins of weird.
Blue Thunder.
Yeah.
If you have a Blue Thunder add-on, I will buy it. I will
say this is what was impressive about Ace Combat. While they were while he was doing a demo of the game, I'm looking at it and I looked at the background and I go, hey, is that Miami? And the guy goes, yeah, this is Miami. And I'm like, I can tell it's Miami. That's pretty impressive.
It looks like Google Maps, right? Or Google Earth, rather.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yes, Google Earth.
And didn't you like the cinematic style of everything? You didn't really notice
that? I know
you
said something. I wish I heard it.
Oh, I said you didn't enjoy the cinematic style?
Mm-hmm. Yes, cool, I did. Right? No, the game looks very good. I think this is, you know, hopefully the best Ace Combat yet. You know, they actually had the writer of the script was there. They're putting a
was
lot
it
of
a,
eggs
was
in
it a Japanese guy or was it a whitey?
No, it was an American guy. Was the script writer.
Perfect. Now see, everything is coming into place now. It doesn't have some like ridiculous nonsensical story.
No, it's a coherent story for the new Ace Combat that they all were actually right. really talking about that a lot.
All right, so Namco, and I know people from Namco listen to our show because I was so embarrassed when I told them when I said on the show that I didn't want to go to see their booth at E3. Blue Thunder DLC, okay? You make the helicopter look like Blue Thunder.
You're still talking about Blue Thunder?
Gotta have it. I just watched it a couple weeks ago.
You're still talking about Blue Thunder? Okay, yep. Just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Okay, what else did you see at Namco?
I played a little bit of Dark Souls. Dark Souls. That's the sequel.
I just said it. Oh my god.
Demon Souls. The sequel to Demon Souls. All I heard out of you was Demon Souls. This is a lot
Batman's
of fun.
Anus.
And he described it as harder than the last one. And I said, oh, that's too bad. I was looking forward to playing it.
Penis Popsicle?
You're a real wet blanket at these events. Here's our game. What do you think? That sucks. Wombat can't hear us right now, Wombat, so that's all right. We can say whatever we want.
You can't even hear Shipwreck, Wombat?
No, you guys come in and out. It sounds like you're both underwater. Well, not even underwater. It's like I hear every third word.
I was just yelling out random words.
Yeah, I saw Soul Calibur 5, which looks like Soul Calibur, and I hope it's great, but who can tell? And I also saw Inversion, and that's the game I actually spent the most time with.
Right.
That's the new third-person shooter that Namco's coming out with, where you can control gravity.
Hey, you guys going to fix this aiming? Sorry. Go on. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You can control gravity, and with the push of the right stick, you can either make guys float in the air or fall to the earth. You know, either light gravity or heavy gravity. And that was actually a pretty cool mechanic. And that game actually has a lot of potential. It doesn't come out until February. But if they can make a full game that's interesting using that mechanic, it could be... It reminded me a lot of PsyOps.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
I remember we liked that at E3 too. We thought that had potential.
So you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
So that was it. That was the Namco event.
Excellent, excellent. What else we have in multi-platforming? Shipper, I know you've been playing Dynasty Warriors Gundam 3. Wow, they've already made 3 of those.
Yeah, I had to check when it came in the mail to see if it was a new release or not. I just like, oh, okay.
Right, who could keep track?
I guess I got sent this. That's still Dynasty Warriors.
I played the first one, actually. I bought when it came out for PS3, and it was horrible.
The issue, it's not that it's horrible. It works fine. You just got to really like this style of game where it says it has 300 unique missions, and I played about
they're not that unique.
I played about 25 of them, and they all kind of felt like the same mission.
You mean you just pushed A a lot?
I pushed, no, it was X. I pushed X a lot, yeah. And then I pushed Y occasionally too. And it seems like it would be cool if you were a Gundam fan, because you probably know what all these different robots are.
Yeah, I got that impression, yeah.
But I'm just, like, you collect all these different blueprints for the robots, and you can, like, upgrade them and everything. Which, there's a lot of content there. It just seems like I'm just collecting all this stuff just to do the same thing over and over again.
Okay, here's the question. Let's say this game was Transformers, Generation 1 Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same type of gameplay. You basically, for the most part, you kill, like, generic robots. Just like the PS2 one that came out in Japan, okay? But it has all that shit and all that collectible shit. Now, do you like the game a lot more?
I like it somewhat better. I still think it's a little bit repetitive, but it's a lot repetitive.
Right, right.
But
I see here you played Earth Defense Force.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. Like, they both are kind of the same thing, except in Earth Defense Force, you're fighting bugs instead of robots.
And you're shooting.
And I think the main difference is in Dynasty Warriors, it has a whole bunch of robots on the screen, but your goal there, or how you play the game, is you see all those robots, the robots stand there, and you run right up to them so you can hit as many robots and kill as many robots as possible. Whereas in Earth Defense Force, you're kind of there moving around while all of these ants and spiders and spaceships and everything are coming to you. Like, they're actively coming.
I played the first one. I played the first one a lot, actually.
I played a little bit of the hard part, the first one, but this one's similar to the first one. I've played the first chapter. I think there's three chapters of this, so I don't know. I'm gonna stick with it. I hope to play some online, because I think that's where it really is gonna be good.
It shines online.
Yeah.
The thing that game does really well is it does that sense of scale with the enemies, like the giant robots and. Right? That has giant robots.
It's got giant robots. It does it okay. It does a sense of scale pretty well. It looks really dated. Yeah. I wish it looked better.
It's $30 or
$40?
$40.
It'll be cheaper soon. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's cool. Earth Defense Force. I like Earth Defense Force better than Dynasty Warriors, but they're kind of the same thing.
Right. One's $60 and one's $40.
Well, shooting bugs is more fun. In general.
Yeah, I think so. I think it sounds like it would be more fun. Having played
Squish Factor.
Yeah, having played the earlier versions of both of those games, I'm going to say that Earth Defense Force sounds better to me. What else can we talk about over here? Sony, should we move on to start with Sony?
Yes.
I got into the Journey beta. I was very excited. I wrote on Twitter that I'd like to be in the Journey beta, and one of our fans sent me a code, like, pretty much instantly.
That game looks awesome, doesn't it?
It's really awesome. It's, you know, it's like a multiplayer. It reminds me of Eco a lot. It's the look of the game and the feel of the game.
Does it feel like Flower?
It doesn't feel at all like Flower. Okay. Because you're really controlling a character. You know, it's a third-person adventure game, I guess.
Does it feel like art?
It feels like art a lot.
Great.
The art is but I like that. It's cool. It's really cool. Did you not like Flower, Ship?
I didn't play Flower.
What?
I don't. I have
really
it.
Missing
you know
it.
What?
You're
this
not
seems a lot
anything.
Better than. I think that this is it's really pretty different from Flower. There's enough sort of skill required with the controls that I think you would be interested in it.
I like Flow, though. I like Flow more than Flower.
I played Flow. Flow didn't do anything for me. Like, it was okay, but it didn't.
In the beta, I'll explain the beta to you, and you can tell me if you think this sounds interesting.
Okay.
So you control a person who is wearing a scarf, and you're in like this, a world that does not look unlike the world from Eco, where there's, you know, a lot of sand, and you're basically in the desert. You start out in the desert, and it's just you, and you can slide down these sand hills. You can make like a little song, and the whole sort of goal is to meet up with another player who's playing online. But you never see like their PlayStation Network name or anything like that, and you can't voice chat with them. You can just sort of hear their little song that they can make when pushing the button. And if you're close to them when they do their little song, you can jump. Okay, and then
hell you can, yeah, you
jumping,
can.
you can sort of fly through the air, you know. And you, if you when you're both sort of singing to each other, you can keep jumping higher and higher and sort of and fly. And the goal in the beta is to collect these flags and to get you to build a bridge to get you to the end of the level. It's going to sound pretty, I guess, boring when I tell you about it, but to see, you know, the style of the game and the atmosphere, it's really something. And I'm really looking forward to it. But I don't think it's coming out very soon.
I don't think so. And I saw it. When did I see it? I feel like it was a year ago when I saw it.
I went through the beta many times. I like it. And I'll do it again probably if it's still going on. What else we have in Sony? Did I put these up? I don't even know. Oh, there's a PlayStation PSN summer sale going on, which is good to know. And now we're going to tell you what to buy. So here we go. I'm looking at Chime. You got to get Chime Super Deluxe. It's on sale for $7 or $4.89 if you have PlayStation Plus. I recommend that. What do you guys recommend?
I'm looking at the list now. These really aren't that great of prices, are there?
No.
They're $7.
I would say $5 for Pac-Man Championship Edition is worth it.
It's 30% off or 50% off if you have PlayStation Plus. So, but Chime, I really like Chime. Puzzle game with music.
I've been playing Tales from Space About a Blob. That's on sale for $10.49 or
$7.34. That's pricey. Come on, guys.
I got to convert that 734 to Microsoft points. That way I know what we're talking about. But
right. Good luck with that.
I like that. That's a fun little platformer.
What else we got here? PlayStation Network Pass has become official. There were rumors for a while. This thing called the PlayStation Network Pass appeared on a box somewhere. And now it's a real thing. It's going to be shipping with Resistance, I think, is the first game that's going to use it. It's basically the Project $10, where this is, if you buy the game used, the one-time use code probably isn't going to come with it. So you'll have to pony up $10 if you want to play online.
For a first-party game.
For a first-party game. But, you know, I guess all the third parties are doing it, so they say, hey, why not? We might as well do it, too. I don't really... I'm not opposed to that. I think they have every right to do that. I think, they have every right to make you to try to get you, encourage you to buy you the game new from them, where the stores are going to make money and the publisher is going to make money. I don't know. Seems reasonable.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I was surprised that this hadn't happened yet. Like I always see little vouchers and everything in my PS3 games and everything, but I guess they're just for extras.
Would you be more upset if this was on, say, if this was on Microsoft where you already pay $50 a year?
Well, the third parties are already doing it.
Yes, but
I'm still paying at the end of the day, I'm still paying the $50 a year.
But the $50 goes to Microsoft, doesn't go to Activision.
Right. I it wouldn't matter. You know, personally, I buy all my games new. Because just of the situation that I'm in. So personally, it does not affect me.
And by situation he's in, he means he's loaded.
That's not what I mean. I mean, I need to buy Asian versions of the game, English versions of the game. So I have to get them from...
You need to buy Asian versions? What?
Asian versions is what I'm buying. So, PlayStation Pass. Don't care. Fine.
Yeah.
Anything else for Sony? Anybody been playing anything on Sony? Besides Journey? No. All right, fine. Microsoft, Kesba writes in, he wanted the dust report on my Kinect. We've recorded this show so many times now, I can't remember if I've told you or not in this version that I just put the Kinect in the closet.
Ooh, so, ouch.
Dust. There will be dust.
You know what the Kinect was good for? On Sunday, Laura took Sabrina to a birthday party of a friend. So it was me and Elliot in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched Crank 2 because I like bad movies, and I felt like watching Crank 2. And I was holding him, but anytime I needed to, I'm holding a baby, so my hands were not particularly useful for other things. I was able to say things like Xbox pause and Xbox play.
I saw Crank 2. That movie is rated R. It's not very appropriate
for someone who can't see more than a foot. I think it's appropriate.
I like that movie, actually. I thought it was pretty funny.
That movie is hysterical. If you've never seen Crank 2, it's on Netflix. It was the most recent episode of How Did This Get Made, which is why I wanted to watch it, because I had never seen it before.
Oh, it's hilarious.
That movie is hysterically awful.
But it's not awful. It's good.
It's awful in a good way.
Were you entertained?
Thoroughly entertained every minute of it.
That's good.
You do not need to see Crank 1 to understand what's going on.
Right. Crank 1 is great, too.
There's lots of boobs in Crank 2.
Amy Smart's boobs, right?
No, they're not her boobs. They're stunt boobs.
Stunt boobs. Come on.
But the scene at the racetrack is...
It's pretty funny.
That's beyond belief.
What else we got here? Microsoft? Anything else?
No, that was it. Amy Smart's boobs.
Yep. Nintendo? Anything for Nintendo? Still nothing on 3DS that makes me want to buy a game besides Nintendogs.
I played the Pac-Man Galaga dual pack at the Namco event.
How was that?
It was pretty cool. It actually has a lot of content.
Like what?
Like Pac-Man Championship Edition and Pac-Man and Galaga and Galaga Legends.
Sweet, I have those.
I know you have. I'm just saying. But do you have them where you can play it on the train?
I have them in the more superior format that was cheaper and can go on my giant television.
I actually wouldn't mind having a portable version of Pac-Man Clutchers or Championship Edition.
No, I think it's a very smart idea. And it looks good in 3D. It's kind of weird, but it looks good.
All right.
So, to you.
Let's move on to the Apple corner, everybody's favorite corner.
Tiny Tower. Is everybody playing Tiny Tower?
Tiny Tower. We can talk about Tiny Tower.
Sure. Let's see what I need to restock right now.
I gave up on it already, and I actually spent money. Tiny Tower is one of these freemium games where you build it's like an 8-bit tower.
I'm going to say you build a tiny tower.
You build a big pile. It's actually a big tower. And you know, every floor is something different, either residential or food or whatever. And it's one of these things where you can, speed things along if you pay them real money. And I spent $5 on a free game. I admit it.
That's crazy.
But it takes so long. I mean, who's going to sit there and wait? How many levels do you have?
Let's see. I'm on floor 29 now.
How do you have more levels than me? I spent $5.
Because I go in and restock my stuff every day.
Fuck. It's like work. It becomes just more work. It's like
you have too much of that work going on, huh?
It's the same thing as deleting spam from your inbox, basically. Except the graphics are better.
If I could do this to delete spam, that would be good.
That would be the ideal situation.
I wish in this game, though, I wish you could trade your bitizens, which are your little citizens, but... 8-bit form.
Yes. Oh, with other
people. With other people, or maybe like trade what, like I have all this soda here. Maybe if I stock that, maybe I could trade that with somebody. Like, I'm looking forward to Tiny Tower 2. I think that's going to be where they really take off with this.
Right. Well, wait. Okay. Here's our next item here for Apple Corner. So FIFA 12 is coming to iOS, and it's going to be, they could be able to use the screen mirroring feature. But I still don't understand how this works. There's got to be some lag, right? Or if you don't need the screen on the iPad or iPhone, if you're just using the big screen, then I guess it could work. But there's still, that's the only way it's going to work.
Well, I think part of how they're doing this is they're having it so you can control the game with two iPhones hooked in through an iPad, and that iPad transmits it to your TV.
Do you need a cable though, right? If you don't have a cable, there's going to be lag.
I'm guessing you have the HDMI cable plugged into the iPad.
I mean, there's not. I'm looking at this Kotaku story, and there's just no information. So I don't. There's a big picture though, and there's a big ad for T-Mobile, and a video with some guy from the Miami Heat. Oh, there he goes. He's dunking.
Oh, and here's you can't see the rest of the video.
I can't see the rest, but I know that there's a text plan. for T-Mobile.
That's amazing.
Yes. Should we move on to the CAG bag? Our connection's so good now, I feel like we should just
Couple of CAG bag questions and call it a night.
Because, the Goatman 1 writes in, he says, what do you guys think about the news that Rockstar may be producing movies based on their games? Also, tell more poop stories.
Poop. Okay.
I mean, I think a Rockstar movie is going to be a poop story, probably, because the stories are pretty shitty.
They are, and they've never made a movie before, so who knows?
I would imagine it would be a poopy movie.
It could be a terrible movie. There's only two ways it's going to go. It's either going to be terrible, or it'll be surprisingly good. That's it.
L.A. Noire was a pretty boring movie. They already made that.
I don't understand why they get so much credit for their storytelling. The stories are pretty bad, usually, and the characters are usually pretty bad, too.
Are you saying that Brucey isn't a good character?
That's pretty much what I'm saying.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Let's see. Killer Reviews asks, would you let Ship babysit your kids for an entire weekend? I, of course, would.
Well, I know his sister lets him do it.
Aha. And I know that his nieces, yeah, he just bought, what'd you just buy for them?
Duct tape and pink heart stickers.
Chloroform.
We watched the Yogi Bear movie. Is that what you're talking about?
That's even worse. You should have just chloroformed them. It would have been kinder.
Although good things come in bears.
Why not just... right, next time, you know, you should just waterboard them. That would probably be better. Preferable.
I'd have to, like, look that up on Wikipedia to see how to do that, though.
Well, you could do that. I just, you know, I know that the Casey Anthony thing is a huge deal, and I saw that she was voted not guilty.
Voted, yes, she was voted.
She was, yeah, whatever.
Oh, adjudicated. That electoral college.
I finally decided I would read what this trial was all about and watch some videos. That's some crazy shit. No wonder why it's on the news so much over there. She seems pretty guilty to me.
Well,
I think there's enough evidence.
It's not, I don't think it was that she was guilty. I think it was a question of whether or not it was murder. Two different things.
I don't know. She's insane. I like that she went to a hot body contest the day after her daughter was missing.
Good
for
her.
That's the best
part. I've had enough of that whole trial. I just know that someone's going to make a fortune on Halloween selling duct tape with pink heart stickers on it. And that's going to be a really sad day.
Yeah. See, it's all new to me, so I'm all into it now.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of over it.
Okay. Let's see. What are these other ones, Chip, that you put on here? Anything good here?
I don't know. People want us to talk about OnLive because they have so many deals going on.
Well, you've used it. You can talk about it.
I don't use it that much.
Somebody used it.
I have used it. The problem is it works well if you have a wired connection and not so hot if you do it wireless. And I'm just not going to plug my laptop in with an Ethernet cable if I have all my consoles already sitting there. So I have seen they've been doing good deals, though. Like every Friday, it seems like they have a $5 game on there. So I don't know. If you like OnLive, more power to you. It's just they got to get that wireless working.
Yeah, I don't think they let me use it here, so I can't tell you.
You don't want to take this question, this topic from at Tazwell on Twitter?
Take it. Do it. What is it?
At Tazwell asks, abortion?
I don't know what does that mean?
Never mind.
We were asking for topics. And
yeah, and Ryan Davis suggested from Giant
Bomb.
But
it's from somebody else, it says.
No,
it says Killcraft.
It's from Ryan Davis.
Oh.
From Giant Bomb.
Abortion, yes. I like abortions. I'm good for abortions.
Yeah, you know.
Abortions for everybody. That's my answer.
Abortions for nobody. Boo. Abortions for some.
Yay. All right. I guess we're done, right?
Yeah, we ended talking. We turned abortion into a Simpsons joke. And now we can all go home.
I'm already home.
That and I can't hear you guys again, so.
Right. All right, well, thank you for listening, everybody. I don't know. That's it. We can follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck. We're all there. Facebook.com/CADcast. You know, hopefully next week our internet will work better and we'll be funnier and more interesting. Okay?
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry.
Bread's done, maybe?